Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell, and let's just not beat around the bush. Let's skip pleasantries. We've got one of my favorite guests here, Vinny Urbazzo. He was on Bravo Happy Hour a few weeks back where we recapped the VPR trailer and basically got everything wrong. Here today, and we need to talk about what happened. So today, just to timestamp this, it is Saturday, March 4th, 2:09 p.m. Eastern. 109 Central. And
on the dot.
So this is how you know where we are at, because God knows within the Bravo world, minute by minute, by the end of this show, there might be a huge new development. So we also need to stay, you know, on our toes on social while we're doing this.
I mean, this is a very much needed emergency episode.
Needed. I had another
and
episode.
I'm so glad
planned.
I texted you last night.
It was fate. When you texted me, I was like, thank God, because
I feel like you were ready to go too when I texted you. Like, you were just ready, like with the your fingers were just ready to text, ready to talk about it, and wanted to let it all out.
I had multiple group chats going about the Vanderpump Rules drama, which we haven't even discussed. If you are here, you saw the title of this episode, so you know what we're here to talk about. So, quick little recap of what happened. Yesterday on Friday, news broke to the world that Tom Sandoval and Raquel Levis, how the hell you say her last name? We don't know.
We don't care.
We definitely don't care. They have been, I guess, confirmed to be seeing each other. It's kind of all over the place. I'm seeing sources saying it started in July of 2020, and now I'm seeing sources that say it started in September of 2020. But safe to say, the two of them have been having a fling with one another. And again, let's not forget, Tom Sandoval is in a very, very long-term committed relationship with Ariana Maddox. Now they are done.
Who we love.
Ariana. We love Ariana. And she has taken herself off Instagram, which I think is a very good call for her mental health. Hopefully she's taken Twitter, Reddit, and any other form of social media off her phone as well, because
especially after last
you cannot
night,
go
everyone
anywhere.
Was all over the place on this. Like, so I was scrolling on Instagram at work, and I saw James Kennedy had posted something, and I just saw the TMZ article that's basically said Tom Sandoval, Ariana Maddox, call it quits. It was in bold. Allegations he cheated with co-star Raquel Levis. And I was like, no, there's no way. I was like, James, did you just make like a template and create this own story for yourself to post it to IG? Because I saw Ryan Bailey, he posted at the bottom. He was like, dude, these are your friends. Why are you posting this? So I was like, okay, what's going on? So I started looking at it, and it turned out to be a legit story. Like, Tom, dude, what's going on with you, man? It's Ariana, 10 years, and you're going to cheat on your co-star?
Yeah, this kind of bombshell doesn't really happen to the Bravo world too often. I would say the last time I felt this, like, heart-racing sensation about these utter strangers was when Countess Luann got arrested. I felt like that next morning, like, when, like, the pictures came out, everyone was buzzing, and same with this. This is the show's 10th season. At this point, you know, people know and love all these characters. I think Raquel will get to her. But Tom and Ariana, we've watched them grow into, you know, what seemingly was a beautiful couple. Obviously, they had their ups and downs. We saw that throughout the last couple seasons, they've talked about like dry spells here and there, which I think is natural and normal for long-term couples. But they bought this house together. She just went through the process of freezing her eggs, and they had been talking about maybe expanding their family. So a bombshell like this is crazy. And then adding an additional layer of it being Raquel, who was just linked to Tom Schwartz, which was that a red herring? Was that the Toms working in tandem to try to blindside the fans?
Conspiracy.
I think so, because those two are thick as thieves.
Oh, yeah.
One, this past episode when we watched Tom Sandoval sing Jesse's Girl but changed the lyrics to Schwartzy's mom.
Schwartzy's mom.
I really feel like he missed an opportunity to just do like Stacy's mom with Schwartzy. Like, I don't know why Jesse's girl had to get involved.
That was a weird. But I mean, where were you when the news first broke? Were you scrolling on Instagram too, like everybody else?
This feels like when JFK died, or like Michael Jackson or someone big, where it's like, this where were you?
JFK. Where were you?
This is my Princess Diana. Well, I was on my couch, and I have a group chat called, well, always, it's a Friday afternoon. I'm definitely not working. So I have a group chat where it's called Pump Heads, and it's like all my friends who love Vanderpump Rules. And when everybody lived in New York, everyone's kind of moved around at this point. We would always have Vanderpump viewing parties. Someone made goat cheese balls once. It was a fabulous, you know, group of pump heads. But that's the place where I first heard of the news. And then I had to basically stop my entire life at about 2 p.m. Eastern. I had to end my work day. I had to call out sick. I was having a mental
203 103 yeah. p.m. over here in Texas.
Yeah, 103 Central. So yeah, things have been popping off yesterday. And again, it's hard when people in your physical life like don't know what you're talking about. And when you text me, it was like, it was a godsend. It was really what I needed. We got on the mic, we booked some time at the Stew, and here we are. So what are your initial thoughts? There's a lot to unpack, and there's a lot of hearsay and rumors. Again, this is a fake news podcast. God knows everything we say is truly hearsay. But I still will talk about it like it's the truth and like I know these people personally. And I do after 10 years of watching these fools.
I mean, this is part of part of the why people love the show so much, because it's been 10 years. This is like an inaugural season. Everyone feels like they know these characters. I mean, they're real people in real life. So when you see these relationships, you know, turn the way they do, and you know, everyone was so kind of concerned about this season being lackluster or not. And apparently it's not going to turn out that way, from what it looks like. But our predictions, the first thing I thought of when I saw this news story break, I was like, okay, there's no way this is true. Like, Tom Sandoval, he's probably the least problematic of the Toms at this point. Because I mean, just from everything Schwartz been doing this season, and he's kind of getting the pass, and the girls are getting the blame on mostly everything. I was like, okay, well, Tom and Ariana have been together for so long, for 10 years. I kind of always thought they had like an open relationship, which I'm all for. I'm all for, like, you know, if you guys are in love with each other and you guys want to do your own thing and it's a mutual agreement, like, that's fine. Do that. But when this broke out and then Raquel's name was thrown into it, I was like, okay, I can kind of see that, just because Raquel's kind of like a lost little Bambi right now. She's a little Bambi in the wind, trying to find her spot. And after the breakup with James Kennedy, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, because I was getting texts from other people who love the show too. And they were like, no, we've always seen this side of Raquel. You know, it has been mentioned in the past by James and other people on the show that Raquel has this conniving side to her. And I don't see it on the show. I guess you don't really see it on the show because she's kind of portrayed as this innocent, you know, fawn who's trying to find her way. But after the past couple episodes of this season, Raquel's just she's a hot mess right now. She's a hot mess, but I'm loving every minute of it. And unfortunately, when I saw this story, I was like, I felt really bad for Ariana, because I've always loved Ariana. She's always been just, you know, a very nonchalant cast member, kind of going with the flow. Like, she doesn't create drama. So the fact that the drama always like comes her way, and in this way, then just a total stab in the back from Tom Sandoval, you know, and the fact that he still got on stage last night, apparently he still had a show last night in Anaheim for his cover band, which I actually wanted to see before this. I don't know if I'll go see them now, unless I'm like holding up a sign that says, we love Ariana at the Tom Sandoval show. But I mean, it's a mess. And I think the cameras started rolling. That's the first thing I started thinking about. I was like, okay, wait, where are the cameras at? because we're mid-season right now. Where are the cameras? We need them right now. And then I started thinking, oh my God, the reunion. They haven't even filled the reunion yet. So what is that going to be like? Because you see all these cast members. I mean, you saw the cast members last night. They just started tweeting, Instagramming. What did you see? Like, who did you see last night coming out of the woodwork from the show?
So it seems like every person who has been a past cheater on the show has come out and said, obviously, that they're disappointed in the situation. It seems like everybody is coming for Raquel, which, again, we see this many, many times in these situations where the woman gets blamed versus the man. Mm-hmm. And I believe both Tom and Raquel are to blame.
Definitely.
But, you know, Tom is the one who has been in a relationship for 10 years. And so
that's messed up.
Yeah. So it's just, that's disrespectful. And obviously Raquel is friends with Ariana and was seemingly friends with Katie. And so her kind of stepping into Tom number two's like is not good. And I do think a little bit that Raquel is like in it for herself. I really don't think she cares what the other girls think. I really think she's like tunnel vision on having fun and doing her own thing and doesn't have, and maybe doesn't think about the consequences of that. But, you know, that like makes her no better than a Jax Taylor or a James Kennedy. And maybe she's kind of like wrapped herself up in this little innocent pageant girl image, so we're all watching and thinking, oh, look at this like nice girl. And then, you know, when you watch how James just like beat her down and treated her like trash, like this season kind of shed a new light on Raquel, where you're seeing her, you know, with a little bit more confidence and a little bit of swagger. Even her whole situation with Tom Schwartz that we saw this past week, where she like brazenly goes up to him and is like, want to make out? Like, I was kind of into it. Like, I was into this, like, we obviously
do it.
Yeah, the circumstances are weird, but ultimately at the end of the day, they are two consenting single adults. And so, of course, you're like breaking girl code. You're doing all these fucked up things, but it is technically fine for her to be kissing him. And so then when she sat at the dinner and said face to face to Katie, oh, yeah, I actually walked up to Schwartz and asked him if he wanted to make out. My jaw was on the ground that this girl like, had damn. These big balls.
Huge She's balls like, to say that to Katie.
She didn't even like really flinch. Like, she was like, yeah, that's what happened. And Katie was like, oh, shit.
Katie was thrown off guard because I honestly on these shows you don't expect, like, especially on Vanderpump Rules, you know, the cast will say one thing at a dinner table in front of one cast member and they'll say something else on the back end, but mm-hmm. Raquel, it was kind of a breath of fresh air because Raquel actually told Katie, hey, I'm interested in your ex, and that doesn't ever happen. Like, that doesn't ever, that kind of confrontation doesn't happen like that where you're honest like that. And In my opinion, that's one thing about Raquel this season that I do like, is that she's kind of being open and honest with her feelings. But it's kind of, I mean, it took a breakup with her boyfriend, James Kennedy, who's always been an issue on the show, for her to actually come and start, you know, I guess, actually working for her paycheck. Because she always took a step back in previous seasons. Everyone who's watched the show previously, she was always kind of like in the corner, like, I don't really want to say anything. I mean, so who was she? Who was Raquel all these years? Is this who she really is? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, she was always overshadowed by James. And I think because she kind of came in as like James's keeper, like his handler, basically, like mm-hmm. to talk him down off a ledge, to help him with his not drinking. And, you know, clearly she came from like what seemingly was like a nice family. She went to college. Like, she was doing all these things that like James definitely didn't do. And so he probably like put her on a pedestal. And, you know, because she's innocent and more, you know, and a little shy. Again, this is all seemingly because now we're seeing this new side of her, and obviously like this brazen ability to cheat is, you know, is a personality trait that I don't think any of us saw. But I don't think any of us really saw this coming. And so basically, to rewind a little bit, this past Wednesday, two things happened. First is supposedly the moment that Ariana found out. I guess Tom was again performing in his midlife crisis cover band with so many people. It's like the Preservation Jazz Band or whatever. Like, so many people are on that goddamn stage. Yeah. But his cell phone supposedly dropped out of his pocket or fell. And then Ariana had it in her possession. Yeah, at the show. And then she, I guess, saw videos of Raquel touching herself or doing something sexual. And then I'm assuming scrolled up and started reading more about more of their conversations, and clearly things were intimate and, you know, not just friendship. So that is the story we heard. Also on this Wednesday, Sheena and Raquel were both on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. There was a moment on the show where Andy basically says, like, who's hotter? And both kind of say Sandoval. Out of the two Toms, who's hotter? They both say Sandoval. And you could see Raquel has, like, this kind of look in her face where it's like, I don't know. Like, it seemed like she was, like, trying to hold something back. I don't know. Right. She had this face like, oh, shit. Like, I don't know. She just had this look on her face where it wasn't like.
By her saying that, it was kind of going to open Pandora's box a little bit. Exactly. People were going to read into it.
Then supposedly the two of them leave the studio. They're going out for drinks or dinner. And I guess Raquel tells Sheena. Sheena supposedly socks Raquel in the eye. This is what, like, rumors have been flying around on
Dubai. Yeah, I heard that because supposedly did Raquel and Sheena got into it because they were discussing, or Sheena had found out that Raquel was with Tom.
Supposedly that's the scoop. And so she's just,
and this is all after Watch What Happens Live on Wednesday night, the same night Tom is performing in front of Ariana and the crowd at his band, the same night all this is going down at the same time.
And I wonder honestly if Tom and Raquel kind of planned something, because God knows if Raquel tells Sheena within 1 minute, Sheena has told Ariana. Because as much as their relationship has been, like, I never really thought they were, like, very close friends. I think they were just allies on the show because everybody was always mean to Sheena. And in the beginning, the Witches of WeHo were very mean to Ariana. So I think, like, they always just kind of banded very together clicky. As kind of the outcasts outside of, like, the Sheena, Katie, Kristen saga. And so these, again, are the latest information that we have. So Tom played an Anaheim last night because God forbid he skips a night
after all this shit. Everyone, I'm telling you, all of the Instagram Bravo fan accounts, you know, all the Bravo fans were just, I know I can tell you one thing, everyone was texting, everyone was Instagramming each other, tweeting each other, because that's all I saw on my feeds and on my stories.
Same. Even sources, you know, that, like, I wouldn't expect, like, random accounts.
People just came out of nowhere. People just that you haven't heard that were, like, defunct for months came out of the woodwork, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And so but anyways, yeah, he ended up still playing last night, like you said. What were you saying? In Anaheim, the balls of this guy, the ego of this guy.
He's such a jerk off. So supposedly, according to Us Weekly, Tom, in the middle of the performance, said, "Have you screamed out to the crowd saying, have you ever been one of the most hated people in America?" And I guess supposedly there was a chant at him where people were saying, cheater, cheater. So we should see. And James Kennedy, again, classic cheater. All of these people have a lot of things to say. Lala, Jax, everybody's coming out of the woodwork again to say their little piece. Kristen, Doty, every single one of these people are
a cheater. Oh my God, Doty came out of the woodwork too.
Oh, Doty came out of work. That was so funny. She is.
And Doty came out, and she, Kristen Doty. I mean, guys, if you watch the show, Kristen has been her own serial cheater. She's a mini Jax as well. But everyone was wondering what does Kristen have to say, because Kristen's been cheating. Kristen for months went on this tangent of trying to prove that Tom basically cheated on her when they were dating, and no one would believe her. So she looked like this crazy person, though. No one ever believed that Tom Sandoval was a cheater in that regard, you know, not on that level at least. And so everyone yesterday was like, hey, I wonder where Kristen Doty's at. What's your thoughts on this? I bet she's loving every second of this. And then she came on live and she was like, guys, just to let you guys know, I'm team Ariana all day. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, Doty.
Apparently they're friends.
Yeah, I think they hung out, and there was, like, a video that they posted, Kristen posted, and her and Ariana were, like, kissing on the lips, which, God knows, Kristen is, like, just loving. Kristen loves a wounded friend. She's like, I will piece you back together. And honestly, I have never fallen under the spell of Sandoval. I knew people always loved him and thought he was so great, but I've always kind of thought he was a little bit shady. From season one, we saw his relationship with Kristen, you know, have its highs, have its very, very, very lows. But she was always kind of accusing him of cheating. There was moments where she said, like, oh, he would go to St. Louis and cheat, but she would also go home and cheat. And so they were definitely always cheating on each other prior to anything within his relationship with Ariana, which, let us not forget, they quote unquote made out in a pool in Vegas prior to Tom breaking up with Kristen. And so right. I always kind of was under the assumption and assumed that maybe Ariana and Tom did something more. I don't know if my boyfriend of, you know, many years, if I were with Kristen, was kissing Ariana in a pool. Like, that's still pretty bad. Like, maybe
it's not just kissing, though.
They didn't just kiss. Ariana was definitely, like, complicit in that, and then was so steadfast in her innocence that they didn't do anything. It's like, but you still kissed. Like,
yeah,
even if
you were still at fault.
Yeah, you're in a pool kissing, which, like, is hot as hell. So, like, it's not like a, oops, like, we were in a club and we kissed back.
Oopsie, I accidentally fell into your lips.
Yeah, I swam into your lips. Like, oops. No. So I always kind of thought Tom was shady in that. So, you know, we can't pretend like Ariana wasn't complicit and aware of some of his behaviors. He still had to come on to her. There still had to be steps to getting to a kiss, you know? There's no smoke without fire. And so then we see Miami girl. We can't forget about Kristen flying some thought in from
literally God paid for knows a ticket. Where she lives. Literally paid for a Spirit Airlines ticket to be there overnight to get her on the cast. To make sure she was set up in time to shoot. Jesus.
And then you see the whole thing where she's, like, at the bar, and Tom Sandoval, like, walks up to the bar at Zurich. He's like, oh, shit. Like, and she's like, do you remember me? And
how the fuck did you get here?
Kristen, yeah, bitch. He's like, I thought you had no money. Like, what the fuck? And then you see at that point, you know, everybody's calling Kristen insane. And as a viewer, you're watching it, you're like, Kristen, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you spending your money on this? Like, is this a write-off? Or, like, I don't understand, because this is not healthy. But, you know, here Kristen is having the last laugh in a situation where she's like, I told you people, like, he isn't this, like, charming, great guy. He's actually a real jerk and was a cheater and is no better than Jax or Tom Schwartz, who Tom Schwartz, the first, like, four seasons.
Tom Schwartz.
Before getting married, every problem him and Katie would have would be like, Tom blacked out and kissed another girl. Tom blacked out and fucked another girl. It's like, he's been a cheater. Tom Sandoval was a cheater. Jax was a cheater. Kristen's a cheater. Lala's a cheater. James is a cheater. Burbs is of a feather flocked together. Like, what are we going to be so shocked that all of these people have, like, done horrific things to the people they quote unquote love? No, that's why we like this show. That's why season 11 or the end of season 10, if they're going to, in my opinion, they're going to, like, change everything that is happening in the next, like, the last, like, 10 episodes of the season will be fully recut to now, like, show the demise of Ariana and Tom. And, like, any shot of, like, Raquel doing anything near Tom, you know, the editors are like, find it.
We need
get
to see
it
that.
In.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's what's so weird that you forget about when you watch this show is that at some point they've all cheated on each other. You forget because there's layers. Like, there's, you know, one season, this person will cheat on this person. One season is this, it's this time. It always changes. And you always forget that, you know, like, I forgot Ariana, you know, was complicit in cheating with Tom, you know, with Katie. So that's something you forget because it happened such a long time ago. And I was just like, damn, like, this show really is based off of basically everyone cheating on each other and backstabbing each other. And I think that's why we like it. But when this broke yesterday, it was such a huge, I guess, a huge story because you didn't expect that from Tom Sandoval because they'd been together for so long. And then you didn't expect it to happen mid-season with Bambi Eyed Bitch. And because it just breaks up the whole storyline that they have for this season from what we saw on the trailer. Like, everything me and you predicted or predicted, quote unquote, that shit's going to go out the window now because I mean, and Lala Kent, she's over here, like, getting her hair done, getting a full blowout, smoking her little vape, saying, I'm gonna get y'all motherfuckers. I'm like, dude, like, okay, but what did you do? Didn't you hook up with James Kennedy, apparently, in the trailer? So now everyone's gonna forget about that because everyone's focused on Tom and Raquel now. But apparently, didn't you hook up with James Kennedy, supposedly, from what the trailer said? Now, people are going to forget about all these storylines now.
And even,
the story's huge.
the whole situation where Lala like is like, Raquel, can you believe it? Me and James did hook up when you guys were first together. Like, isn't that crazy? After I screamed in your face and lied to you for months after months and called you crazy and stupid when I actually was just a fucking liar and you were right. And, like, Lala thinks, like, she's playing this, like, revisionist history. And then I guess earlier this week, Raquel must have made a comment, or maybe it was on Watch What Happens Live, where Raquel mentioned, like, oh, she didn't have the energy to deal with Lala and James hooking up. Like, it, and I actually think it kind of bothered Lala again this season. Like, we saw, like, there was a conversation, I think it was between Lala and Raquel and someone else, and they were talking about, you know, how, like, Raquel has been dealing with Allie and James being all over each other, and Raquel, like, point blank says to Lala, she's like, honestly, like, I, like, don't really care about, like, you hooking up with James as much as, like, James, like, being in a new, brand new relationship that he's, quote, unquote, in love with the girl, and they're living together already. She's like, that's a little bit more, like, hurtful to me right now than, like, you two hooking up. Lala, you know, spreads her legs for anything, so, like, it doesn't, doesn't really mean anything. And so Lala ended up posting last night some kind of like clap back to the headline saying Raquel didn't have energy to deal with her, and she's like, well, you should get some energy to deal with me now, bitch. And Lala and Sandoval have always had issues too, and Lala was on Nick Vial from The Bachelor, who that loser is another, you know, he
that's a whole nother Pandora's box
of just creepiness. But he was talking with her, and she mentioned that the couple on the show who, or the people on the show who have the most different persona on the show versus in real life was Tom and Ariana, and she kind of mentioned that the two of them are kind of like trying really hard to like seemingly have a perfect relationship, and that they're afraid to show that their world is not fully perfect and that people would judge them if they really knew what was going on. And so I wonder if Lala had any insights there, because obviously like Lala and Ariana have hooked up, we can't forget about that. And remember, Tom was kind of in upset about it. Yeah, Tom was upset because he was like the Uber driver in the front, and he's like, can I get in? And they're both like, absolutely not.
Like, we forgot that Lala Lala ate Ariana's box.
Yeah, hello, her Kentucky muffin.
And Tom felt a certain way about that.
Well, yeah, because obviously, like, you know, I don't know, maybe he literally was like the guy in the front seat who's like, I want to watch and I want to participate. Like, this is my hot girlfriend. And you know, that probably was hard for Tom to be like, wow, I've never seen Ariana more pleasured than when a woman is going down on her, not me.
Wow.
That was hard. That was harsh.
That's gotta take a hit to the ego. That's why he created the Tom Sandoval's and the most extras to compensate for that.
He's like, you know what, maybe let me find a way to become this like genderless, like David Bowie, Harry Styles-esque. And it's like, dude, it ain't working anymore. Like, this is not cute. What people forget, well, what I think Tom, I don't even know how you can move on, because as a fan base, Bravo fans are psychotic. Like, going on the Facebook groups last night, it was like women with their men and women with their pitchforks out looking to kill them. Like,
oh yeah,
truly, you cannot come back from this. And Ariana is a loved character on Vanderpump Rules. It's different than Tom and Katie and Raquel making out with Tom, because most fans like aren't a big fan of Katie. You don't have the same she doesn't have the same warmth that Ariana has. And Ariana's also opened up about her sexuality, her mental health issues, her relationship with Tom. And so to see this happen where he's like cheating, like, it's not that they broke up because they weren't connected anymore. A breakup would have been shocking and upsetting at the same time, but him like going out and cheating on her with a girl, you know, over 10 years younger than him in their circle is just so cruel and frankly just so disrespectful. And God knows, like, Ariana is a little sensitive and has mental health issues, and so to now have your relationship like be the talk of every blog, every
that's gonna be
site,
hard.
Every podcast, like, that's really difficult. And you know, even the strongest of strong people, whatever strong means to you, couldn't probably deal with this. And so I'm glad she deleted her Instagram and that she's kind of taking
because she knew she was gonna need that break. She knew it's gonna be such a shit show. Probably just off the bat, she knew it was going to be such a huge deal, because, I mean, I'm looking at these headlines right now just by typing in the show on Google. I mean, it's on Daily Beast, it's on E! Online, it's on People, it's on Daily Mail, it's everywhere. And it goes back to, you know, how you were saying that the fans, you know, they're, we're fucking crazy. You know, once we're invested in these shows, we've followed them so long. It's like you're going to go to bat for your favorite character, your favorite person, just because you can relate to them. And Ariana's been that person where you can relate to a lot of, I know a lot of women can relate to her struggles that she's had on the show. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to also how the fan base was going to be coming for blood now for the Toms, because first off, Tom Schwartz, I cannot stand that guy on this show this season. And so that's already kind of a shit stain on Tom Schwartz. So the other half now, Tom Sandoval, he's getting the ultimate fire heat. I want to know, guys, why did you not think about all this shit you guys are doing? And you just opened up this new restaurant that you've been talking about for 3 years. All this money.
Your parents put $250,000 into it.
So what's going to happen with that restaurant now? I mean, were your investors right? That one John guy on the show, these guys don't know what they're doing. Because if you knew what you were doing as opening a restaurant, being a business owner, you would know to play it safe. And Tom Sandoval, apparently they were cheating together, having an affair since July, mid-filming. So what's going to happen with the restaurant now? Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, you guys weren't fucking thinking about your future. You guys are being selfless and selfish. I mean, that's what's going to happen with the restaurant. That's what I want to know. And the bar, after all these sacrifices and all this bullshit with the restaurant.
Well, the restaurant itself seemed like it was a complete and utter money pit. I did like seeing Vanderpump this past episode think in her head and like say out loud, like, well, you guys like really don't know what you're doing. Like the deal you made with this guy is shady. Everything is a mess. The only person who is happy in this entire situation is Lisa Vanderpump, who's probably like sipping a tea and like going through like a
sober. Oh, you should have came with me, darling. You should have opened up a restaurant her with money.
I think, darling. So let's rewind a little bit. There was a blind item that came out probably like May or June of this past year that said Raquel was spotted kissing Tom at Coachella. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought it was Tom Schwartz after, especially, you know, them kissing and that kind of being leaked to the press. So I wonder if that kiss was actually with Sandoval. And we all know Coachella is a 2-week national holiday for the Vanderpump Rules cast. Coachella is April 14th to April 23rd. So I'm also wondering what's going to happen there. We all know Rachella, that Coachella's, you know, Raquel's favorite place in the world. James will probably be there. Ariana and Tom love music. They might be there. They always go. There's definitely going to be some drama there. So I'm going to need a camera as soon as possible. There is one video that I saw on Instagram from mid-September where Raquel is on Sandy's shoulders at some concert. Like, you know, he's like holding her up at a concert, which again, like that's too, like a vagina being that close to a face, like a platonic situation, like that doesn't happen. Like,
yeah, no,
like
never
not
happens
to me. No, it generally doesn't. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen at the next music festival. I know, I feel like they go to Stagecoach, all of those down Southern California festivals they hit up. But one thing I was wondering, and I think we mentioned this earlier a little bit about how Tom Schwartz over the past few months has kind of been linked to Raquel. And we keep seeing that as a headline and them two together. And then they posted that photo the other day of the two of them. Raquel on Watch What Happens Live made some comment saying, oh, I only posted that photo with Tom because there's only one other picture of us together and all the blogs keep posting this other photo and it's really ugly of me. So I wanted to add a new photo, which like is like very, very reminiscent of like a season one Stassi kind of move, but
it's very calculated move.
It's a very calculated move. And I think Schwartz was in on what was going on. So he was perpetuating these rumors and these ideas about himself and Raquel to kind of, you know, keep
take the heat off of Sandoval.
Yeah. To take the heat off because he knew what was going on. And Tom, Jax, all those guys had so many packs. We would see it in so many different situations where I was actually just rewatching the season 5 or season 6 first episode where it was like Sheena's birthday, where like the bombshell that Jax cheated on Brittany with Faith. that one was like the best opening episode of a new season, where it's like, let's just get right into it. Jack's cheated. Like, let's do this. So we see in that situation where Brittany's like talking to Schwartz, and he's like, Brittany, like, no, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And like, you could tell he does. And then he has like a testimonial moment where he's saying, you know, even if I did know something, I wouldn't tell her. So it's like, oh, so she can never trust him anyway. So you three have this pact. And even I think Schwartz made a comment in that about how he would like hide, like he would never say anything about like Jack's doing things on the down low or having like secret Tinder profiles and stuff, like meeting up with girls on apps. And so they all have each other's back. We saw it that one season when they were all in Mexico and Schwartz just like went missing for an evening and came back. And the next day everybody's like, Jack's hooked up with Kristen. And they're like, what? No. Like, what about where Schwartz was? Why wasn't he with his fucking wife? You know, there's all of this like little moments that you see them standing up for one another that I really think that the two of them are thick as thieves. They knew what was coming. And, you know, hopefully the two of them will both be out on their asses. People aren't going to go to their restaurant. They've lost a lot. Whatever they built, that Tom has broken for both of them. And Tom was very vocal about
that was
about
the final straw.
1,000%. It's not like, oh, we're not going to buy your, you know, whatever fragrance or your chunky sweater. Like, you opened up a location of a restaurant. Even Tom.
Where people love you. People want to go into that restaurant because they love the Toms. But if you start losing that, you know, you start losing that favoritism of being on the show and having this charm as they've always been put on the show, like as having this charm between the two of them, people are not going to want to go to your restaurant to support your bar. So that's, and it's really hard to have a bar like that in that part of LA. I'm sure. I mean, it's not easy to keep a bar running like that. You have to have people in there that basically want to come and be there to be around you. But now I don't know if that's going to be the case anymore. So all this sacrifice that, you know, Schwartz and Tom did, you know, if they weren't there for their significant other, especially Schwartz. I mean, that's one of the things Katie says is that this season is Schwartz wasn't there for her because he was too invested into the restaurant. But I'm like, okay, well, was he really invested in the restaurant, spending all his time worrying about the restaurant, or was he out doing other stuff? Because now these are the seeds that are getting planted in our heads, you know, like, was he really at the restaurant, or was he out being a Tom Sandoval? Were they Tom Sandoval and Schwartz being, you know, were they out canoeing and stuff with other folks? So I don't know.
Well, that's the sad thing for Ariana, because now it's like you play every moment back and you're like, oh my God, well, that night he didn't come home and at this time, and you know, all these quote unquote business ventures that he has where he's really been like hooking up with girls on the DL, like that adds just like another, you know, whole slew of insecurities and things to be super mindful of. One thing I do want to point out is that the new season of Winter House starts filming next week, and Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval are both on the cast as confirmed.
I saw that. People. I saw that, and I was like, girl,
what is going to happen?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if I like that cast. First off, I mean, the Tom Toms, do we need to see them again together at Winter House?
No,
we really
need to see
them again.
I don't need to see it. I am happy that some Below Deck people are coming on. Brian Benny from Family Karma is coming on, and he's just cute. I really think if Kyle and Amanda need to stop being on these types of
shows.
I feel like he's just like, let's just do this because we're making money. But I also feel like Amanda's like hoping she'll like meet another guy on the show. Like, I feel like Amanda it looks so miserable. I feel like it's like, maybe I can find one of these guys to be with them. Or same with Kyle. Maybe he's just looking for his next piece. So,
I mean,
I don't know. We'll see how that lasts.
When it comes to them, you know, Bravo's mixing all these casts together. I mean, this is the first time they've mixed the Below Deck cast members with the Vanderpump cast and the Summer House cast. That's going to be interesting to see. I think they need to mix it up. But I mean, is it always going to be like this revolving door of different people in the Winter House, you know, is it going to have like a solid cast at some point?
I don't really know. I mean, I wasn't too crazy last season. I liked season one a lot, but last season was a little bit.
Season two was so good. You didn't like season two?
I don't know. I like hate Austin, and I like Austin. Sierra, but I think she's just like young and you know, like, it kills me watching some of Ciara's things. So I feel like I've been Ciara. I've rode for those men who just do you dirty. So sometimes it's
just
like watching.
Keep on
like,
going back to them, baby.
Yeah, I'm like, please, girl, you gotta
you know
figure
who I,
something
you
else.
You know who
out.
I loved? I loved. I want Crypto Lindsay back.
Oh,
controversial topic. Crypto Lindsay was the shit because she did not give a shit. She came in there. She didn't know what the hell was gonna happen with her. She was like, I wonder what this place is about. Like, so ditzy, and she ends up falling in love with what's his name, Pearl guy.
Well, that guy,
Pearl necklace guy,
Corey.
Yeah, and that's all she cared about. She was like, all like on him, 24/7, and that's all she cared about. But it was so funny because she was so dickmatized by Corey that she didn't give a shit about anyone else besides that.
My favorite was like her like mathematics, where she's like, technically we've been dating like for 6 weeks because every day I know him is like a week and I've known him for 6 days, so it's basically like 6 weeks and I'm in love. I'm like, again, I've done that
baby.
Math.
That's not the way it works.
That ain't it.
That's not the way it works. But that's Winter House is good though. Winter House is really good. But throwing the Toms in there, do we need more Toms for another season? You know, because especially with this, it's going to be interesting if they're actually going to move forward with the Toms in this season of Winter House.
Bravo,
it could get messy if they do bring it back.
It's definitely going to be messy.
They
can
throw some characters.
You know, these aren't fireable offenses in the Bravo world. You have to like put your hands on someone, be like outrageously racist or ignorant about whatever. There are a few things they fire people over. Cheating, they're like, actually, you just secured 4 to 5 more years on this network
easily
because we want mess.
It's on the contract. You have to cheat at some point. It's so sad.
One thing I'm wondering about is Schwartz's relationship status. So at one point, I think it was episode 2 or 3 of the season of Vanderpump, we see Tom with a quote unquote roommate named Joe, who is like a stunning woman who they're just friends, quote unquote. And supposedly they're now linked to be seriously dating. And I guess she posted something last night to her Instagram. Her account is called Joe My Gosh. I already hate her.
So original.
Yeah, clearly Schwartz's type of form of humor. But she posted some meme that says there's nothing funnier than a hypocrite with a big mouth and a bad memory. And so who knows who she's talking about, if she's sticking up for Raquel in this whole situation. Maybe she's kind of like going to, you know, Dodie and James and Lala, who have, again, all cheated and done vile things to their partners. And so I wonder if that has anything. I can't really imagine Schwartz just living with a random hot girl and nothing happening. At the end of the day, he's a hot mess, but he is hot. So I can think he would still get a girl. And
well, you saw that story, right, with Tom Schwartz and what was it? It was I think it was on TMZ posted it with that Joe chick you're talking about that was on that they featured on the show the other day. Apparently, that's his girlfriend. They're apparently dating.
Yeah, I think
they were found walking out yesterday, walking the dog together. So apparently that's the rumor, is that that's actually his new girlfriend, which would make sense why he's not, you know, not interested in Raquel. And Tom Sandoval's moved on with, I mean, I'll also forget too, is that apparently Raquel and Tom, they want to be with each other. That's what the reports are, is that they want to, they're in love or whatever, and they actually want to be with each other. Which, if that's the case, are we going to see this relationship in the future continue to go on?
It's,
I mean,
too,
how's that
much
gonna work out?
It's too much. I can't even wrap my head around it. And I was upset with the Toms this week because both of them posted this like new SponCon thing for hydroxycut diet supplements.
I saw
that.
That
offended
me.
Where I'm like, who made this like high end looking commercial? Where basically, if you buy the product or whatever, you're then entered for a chance to win a trip to LA where you go to TomTom and then Schwartz and Sandy's. And so I bet hydroxycut is really wishing they didn't shell out all the money for the Toms right now. But I was disgusted by that commercial. I'm like, really?
YouTube that was very random.
Diet pills to your predominantly female audiences? That's disgusting. I do not like that.
I saw that and I was like, that's so random. But it was a very nice looking commercial. One of the only ones they've
had. It was very well done. Okay, yeah. Wait, I just got a text sent to my Pumpheads group chat. Let's see what's the latest. I like what how I have let's see. Oh, I saw this video. It's a TikTok that someone posted where they show that Raquel's real name is actually Rachel.
Is it Rachel?
So this really is falling in line. Yeah, it's really like Rachel, like spelt like a normal, you know, name Rachel, not Raquel. And so she really might be like more like Jax than we thought.
That's about to say, because Jax Taylor's real name isn't Jax Taylor. It's like Jason Couchy or some shit like that. So well, none so of these people are real.
No.
They're not real.
Lala's Lauren, but that's a nickname. That's a little bit. Yeah, none of these people are real. And they have such a toxic friendship. And it should have changed as they've grown up a little bit to maybe, you know, make some better choices. And again, I don't think like because you're 38 versus 29, you're going to like all of a sudden make all these great choices. I think like that's something within you as like someone who grows up who like might build a little bit more of a moral compass. You might respect people around you a little bit more. But I really think all these people are in it for themselves. Just want to get laid and have fun and live this celebrity life. And I really think Raquel shit the bed because people she aren't really very screwed kind. Herself. People aren't kind to the other woman. And again, right. Yes, we can blame Tom Schwartz needs to have take responsibility as well. But Raquel is in for a shitstorm because again, viewers unfortunately will.
They're going to come for her head.
Yeah, they're going to accept a man's apology more than they'll accept a woman's. Like the women, you will be forever shunned. Man, yep. We'll see Tom Sandoval on the show for the next 6 years.
It's like Easy A, you know, Emma Stone from Easy A. She's always going to have that scarlet letter written on her. And what's so, you talk about how toxic the show is. What was it? Ariana's brother
came out.
And he, what do you say? He said, He said it's funny to watch people's social climb and be so fake that they're willing to shit on people that are supposed to be their quote unquote best friend, a term that gets thrown around very often on here, all just to come up with some up or have some sort of storyline. And he basically calls Tom Sandoval in his midlife crisis with this shitty ass cover band on a corny ass. Well, I was offended when he said all just for clout from a corny ass network like Bravo TV. I was personally offended at that comment. I was like, hold on.
Same.
Hold on.
I was going to say, Jeremy, ass. Look, just because you don't get that back screen a little time.
Bit. Yeah, you don't get any screen
don't
time.
Don't butt the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, don't butt in, okay? You could have stopped it before you started calling the network corny, okay?
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
It's super disrespectful.
I mean, he's not wrong. And Jeremy and Ariana have always had like a weird relationship. Ariana's like, don't mess with my little brother. And then Jeremy's right. Like, don't mess with my big sister. Like they definitely like have each other's. I've like never been a Jeremy Maddox fan.
He's a busboy at Sir. Leave him alone.
And like, it's not a busboy trajectory like Max Vanderpump, who now like is running TomTom. Really, Lisa Vanderpump's like, no, just because you're my child doesn't mean you're going to like one day walk into the restaurant and be the owner. You're starting as a busboy, then you're going to bar back, yeah. And then you're going to be a bartender, and you're going to know every single part of this process so you don't end up like the Toms, who own all these restaurants, are in massive debt, are going to, you know, have restaurants that are going to fail because they don't know anything. Tom was slinging drinks and trying to be a model, and he's like, now I'm a business owner. It's like, oddly enough, that is a skill, you know, understanding the restaurant industry and making these restaurants actually make money is very difficult. And even like Tom being so foolish with his money, with the band, with this restaurant, with these custom suits and all of these hideous pieces he's bought over the years for these costume parties that he spends $5,000 on an outfit for a winter themed birthday party. You know, so you're ridiculous. Seeing him spend so recklessly. His family gave $250,000 to open this bar, so they're gonna be screwed out of their retirement savings and a lot of money. Him and Ariana bought this house together, so now what, Tom? you're seeing Tom fucking Schwartz dealing with this, where he's paying $6,000 for a mortgage on a house that he doesn't even live in. You're in the same situation. And because Tom and Ariana aren't married, this adds layers and layers of lawyers and contentious fighting between the two of them that, you know, again, hopefully we see every single fucking part. I want Ariana to take every like dime from him that she possibly
now,
can and
now
never let
so
him see
fresh.
The dogs.
This is so fresh, but do you think that, okay, because we don't, all we know is from what came out yesterday, right? And what everyone's saying on Instagram and what some of the cast has been saying. But do you think Ariana would get back with Tom Sandoval? I mean, because there's so much. I mean, we don't even know if they're broken up officially. Nothing has been said. Oh, they're officially broken up. Neither of them have put out a statement yet. We know that they filmed Bravo, brought the cameras back up. The producers heard that some shit was going on with Tom and Ariana and Raquel. So they brought the cameras back up. And we know from reports yesterday, we're saying that on Wednesday or Thursday, Tom and Ariana had a sit down about where they were discussing their relationship, but we don't know if they're officially putting out a statement soon saying, hey, we're broken up. We're done. And honestly, Ariana didn't look so upset yesterday when she was hanging out with Chris and Doty and getting kisses by Chris and Doty. I was like, she didn't really look that sad. The fact that she even let Kristen put her on an IG live. I was like, what's going on with this? You know?
Well, then we saw Sheena at a concert with her. They saw like Tove Love or whatever. And Ariana was like dancing on Sheena's story. So she's out in the world. She's not being a hermit crab crying and eating ice cream, which is great. Ariana might be happy. Maybe she was like, you know
she
what? I've been honestly like not very thrilled with Tom the last couple years. We're maybe not as sexually compatible as we once were. And Ariana, like, I feel like it's going to, like, find some, like, hot girl to date and just, like, thrive on her own. Like, maybe this is actually what she needed. He always needed to insert himself into everything she did, especially her cocktail book, where he then, like, needed to make it their joint cocktail book, as if Ariana can't, you know, figure out
how
to make
herself
a funky mojito. She needed him. And you know what? Maybe this is good for her. Maybe she'll actually open something about her, the iconic sandwich shop that we've all been dying to go to. Desperately waiting for. And people will actually go now because, again, people are going to be siding with Ariana, like, you know, Tom Schwartz, like, people aren't going to be going to your shows. They're not going to be buying your stupid shit. They're not going to be going on hydroxycut. Yeah. Like, you know, everything, you have really screwed up your trajectory as a reality star by truly disrespecting a beloved person on this show and proving yourself to just be a bad friend to James, a bad friend
we
to
forget about that.
Ariana.
Friends,
he planned
friends
James's
with
engagement
James,
party.
Even this, yeah, he planned the engagement party, but then also, James was talking highly of Sandoval this past season, just this season, saying that he's a good friend. I completely forgot that Tom Sandoval and James Kennedy, they're actually good friends. The fact that if this is true, Tom Sandoval not only cheated on his girlfriend of 10 years, but one of your best friends, you're stabbing him in the back too. Tom Sandoval is the ultimate betrayer here. Raquel's just a little side piece at this point. I mean, Tom Sandoval is the real bad guy. You know, he's the bad guy in the situation. And that's what's going to be interesting. It's like, okay, well, now that all this downfall is going to happen, I think that they're going to take a major hit off the bat. Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, in regards to their businesses, their brand as a duo, their restaurant, it's going to take a hit off the bat. But that's why they're going to have to stay with the show, because they're going to have to make up for this some way. They're going to have to because no one's going to like him.
No. And again, Tom Schwartz is kind of like now being lumped with Tom Sandoval. He put all his eggs in Sandoval's basket. So whatever Sandoval did that was messed up is now going to kind of reflect on Schwartz as well. And it was hard to kind of watch. I can imagine it was hard for James to watch all this happen. Of course, like, he had an engagement with Raquel. They were in a very serious relationship, and Tom has always kind of been there for James and has always stood up for James, as has Ariana. And James last night posted a video basically saying, like, grab your juiciest tomatoes and get them ready to throw them
at Tom Sandoval
show, which I loved. And again, James is a cheater, traditionally horrible human being, categorically terrible. However, you know, he's always there to crack me up with a hot take on throwing tomatoes at Tom, which I kind of wanted there to be like a little bit of mayhem at the show. It didn't seem like anything too crazy.
Yeah, nothing happened. Yeah.
Him like addressing the crowd as the most hated person in the world, which I wanted to say, like, do you remember Camille Grammer, season one of Beverly Hills, where she got put on the cover of People magazine and it was like most hated housewife in America. And now he's gonna follow.
We need that cover of Tom Sandoval in People magazine saying most hated reality TV star.
Well, this conversation really, we laid it out on the table. I feel like we did not leave one stone unturned.
No, I don't think really. We turned over every stone. And it's unfortunate for the Toms, because the Toms, for so long on Bravo TV, they were heralded as this, like, this duo that were charming, that, you know, they were the ladies' man, you know, anyone, you could get along with them. Because they were that kind of duo where you could just get along with them. They were nice to you. But it's going to be interesting now to see how the public turns on them. And not only on in reality TV and on the internet, but like in real life. Like these, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to see videos coming up, I'm sure, you know, people calling them out, which is going to be interesting. But I do want to say one thing. The goat cheese balls at Tom Tom, they are not that good. I only ate a couple of them. I could not, because I was gonna barf. I think it's just like the goat cheese, like the bitterness. Yeah, it's just like a weird, like it leaves like a weird taste in your mouth. I couldn't do it. So guys, we need to fix the goat cheese balls at Tom Tom. Okay.
We have a lot of things to change in the Vanderpump Rules world, but let's start with the goat cheese balls.
And Tom's, quit cheating.
Yeah, quit cheating. We love it,
but quit cheating. Jesus.
I'm so excited to see where this goes. Like, imagine Sandy and Raquel getting married, him having a baby with her. Like, I don't even know, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see what happens. Again, it's Saturday, March 4th, 3:05 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, who knows what will happen at 7 o'clock tonight. Maybe we'll get an Instagram live of
it is Saturday Sandoval night.
Drunk. It's Saturday night, baby.
They're going to go out and get like loose
live
tonight.
From WeHo. Live from
Schwartz and Sandy's. So let's see what's going to happen. I think everyone's excited.
If I lived in Los Angeles, I would have one of my friends at Tom Tom and me at Schwartz and Sandy's just waiting.
He's coming in tonight.
Live streaming the whole entire event.
Is anybody at Schwartz and Sandy's tonight, you think? We need to get some intel on that.
It's a Saturday night. I'm going to have to, you know, ask some favors from friends who live out in Los Angeles.
You know what's so weird? You know what's so weird about that now that I'm thinking about it? You know what's so weird is yesterday, if you look at Schwartz and Sandy's Instagram profile, they were, I don't know if you saw this, but they were posting that the club was down, or the restaurant was closed for the night due to a private party. Did they have like a heads up that this shit was going to happen? So they closed down Schwartz and Sandy's. I want to know what happened last night.
The publications who are reporting this, like, you know, a Page Six coming out and all these places, like, they had to reach out to Tom.
They had to know,
Tom and Raquel. They had to know this is coming out. This is going to be bad. Let's close the restaurant for tonight. We're going to hear that, like, Tom Tom had a fire in the kitchen and they're not open tonight. But also, Lisa Vanderpump is a brilliant businesswoman. And she's like, you know what? We're staying open, and we're actually not even closing. We're staying open 24 hours. People will be flocking here like crazy.
Yes.
Oh my God. Me too. Fuck it. Let's just book a trip. Screw my responsibilities.
Have you ever been to Tom Tom or Pump?
Yeah, I've been to all of them except for Schwartz and Sandy's at this point, and they're all great. I mean, I love a good time. But
I love a good Pump Froze. Lisa Froze.
I support her establishment. She does know what she's doing. I will say, sir, the first time I went, it was like season two or season three, where like Tom Sandoval was actually a waiter, and like he was a bar back and like taking pictures of people, and he was just like taking pictures, and I had ordered a drink with him, and then he started taking pictures, and so he takes a picture with me, and then I turn to him, I'm like, now go make me my fucking drink. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Please. I'm still here to drink, bitch.
You're still working, and I'm still waiting for my drink. Granted, I was underage, so I don't know what God knows what the security at Sir was, but I will actually, I have a picture of me and Sandoval, so I'll post it on the Instagram if I can find it. I definitely, I feel like this is aging me, but I know I have like a physical copy of it because I like printed it out like a absolute fucking loser.
That's hilarious.
But I will definitely post that if I can find it. But Vinny, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you, follow you? I didn't give you any proper intro because we just, we
did not need it. It was an emergency episode.
This is an emergency.
We had to go right into it.
We cannot waste any time. And
last time
we
like had time to chit chat before the pod, we did not have time this time because we had to go right into it for the people.
This is for the people. You are welcome.
Yes. Instagram is at Vince David Photos, and on Facebook at Vince David Photos. And thanks for having me on. It was good talking to you. We'll do it again. Our predictions were wrong, by the way.
Always. Everything I ever predict is always wrong. But it's still fun.
All right, girl.
All right, we'll have a good one. Great to see you. Bye.
Have a good time, man.